Today we're going to look at installing Windows onto the Raspberry Pi 2 microcomputer. As you may have heard with the announcement of Windows 10, the Windows Core is now available on a variety of devices, one of those being the popular Raspberry Pi 2 from Element 14. It's a really cool device that supports a gig of RAM, also has an ARM v7 quad-core processor, in addition four USB ports, Ethernet, and you get a nice HDMI out for easy display from the unit, as we're going to see. So it's a really cool device. In fact, you may notice in my camera, I've got one set up right here. This is inside an Arduino Raspberry Pi 2 black case enclosure. I really love these cases. I think the design is nice and sleek. So if you want to check one of those out, definitely recommend them. And I'm using a Tontec 7-inch high-resolution 1024 by 600 TFT LCD as my display. So to get started, we're going to first head over to WindowsOnDevices.com. Again, that's HTTP, WindowsOnDevices, all one word, .com. And that will bring you to the following dashboard. And there's a lot of information out here, but we're going to dive right in with the Getting Started section. From here, you'll see some of the devices that support Windows. And we're going to go ahead and jump in with the Raspberry Pi 2. To get started, you will need Windows 10 Insider Preview, a Raspberry Pi 2 device, 5-volt micro USB power supply with at least 1 amp current. And I do want to stress that you want to make sure you have the appropriate power supply. If you do use one that's out of spec, your device may not boot up, or you could have issues frying your board, that sort of thing. Also, you'll need an 8 GB micro SD card, class 10 or better. I do find this one interesting because the Windows image is really only about 1 GB, but I think that this is suggested just that you can have a ample amount of size for your file system. Also, an HDMI cable if you're looking to output onto a screen, and an Ethernet cable. So you'll see I've got all of that connected right now onto the device. And the first thing we're going to do is scroll down into the instructions, and you'll see we have the download the ISO for Raspberry Pi 2 from the Download Microsoft Center. I've already got that on my machine. This is a bit of a big file. It's 500 megs. So we'll go ahead and fire this up on here. And it comes down as an ISO. And since Windows 8, we've been able to mount ISOs within the file system, so you can just double-click on it. It gets mounted, and you'll see the Windows 10 IoT Core RPi2.msi. We'll go ahead and double-click that installer. And go ahead and accept the license agreement and click install. And this will bring in all of the requirements for getting Windows onto the Raspberry Pi 2. All of this is included in a single package. Most of where everything goes is in this folder, C program files, x86, Microsoft IoT. So you're going to see a lot of the tools that we're going to be using for the remainder of this video in that folder. So there we go. The Windows 10 IoT Core has been installed, and we get an option to launch the Windows IoT Core Watcher application. Now, what this does, this IoT Watcher, is it can see when a Windows IoT Core device comes online onto the network. And we'll see that in a moment once we get Windows installed onto the device. The first thing I'm going to do is take my SD card and pop this into my desktop. And once that's recognized by the machine, we can go ahead and proceed with the next steps. You'll see that that device is on drive E. This is important to note. And what we're going to do, they made this really, really easy. We're going to use this IoT Core Image Helper program that comes with the MSI installer we just used. So I'll just type in IoT, and you'll see there we get the Windows IoT Image Helper desktop app. We'll go ahead and launch that. And I'm going to select the SD card. Then we're asked to select the FFU file. We're going to browse into that directory I had mentioned before. So that was under C, Program Files, x86, Microsoft IoT. And we're going to go into the FFU folder where it has the flash files for the Raspberry Pi 2. So we'll just double-click the flash FFU located in Program Files, x86, Microsoft IoT, slash FFU, slash Raspberry Pi 2. And just hit the flash button. It's going to warn you that this will erase all the contents on your disk. So please be warned about that, and you may want to back up your files. I'll go ahead and hit continue. And this launches a command prompt that begins to install the image. And this doesn't really take too long, so we'll just wait a few minutes for that to complete. While that's going on, we can kind of take a look at what's going on with the board. So make sure that you do have everything connected. Again, I want to stress on the power supply, that you do want to make sure that that is ample. And if you do need your network, make sure that everything is connected up front. So we'll just wait a few moments for this image to complete. And we're nearing completion now. And everything was successful. You'll see a notification down here, completed. Windows IoT Core is now on your SD card. So we can go ahead and close that window, pop the SD card out, and we can place that into the Raspberry Pi 2 device. Make sure you have the card oriented properly. I'm placing it in here. And once we have that in, we can go ahead and power on the device. So go ahead and plug that in. See the red and green lights flashing, and I'll turn on our little monitor. You'll see the familiar Windows logo is the first thing that should pop up once it starts booting. While this is going on too, I'm gonna go ahead and plug in a USB mouse so that we can walk through any menus that are about to appear. You'll see it just takes a few moments for it to boot the first time. Now, by default, we're going to be presented with a screen that gives us a little bit of information about our device. And there's a few options where we can look at things. And also, it comes with some sample tutorials for how to get started with developing on the board. Of course, I plan to follow up with a bunch of videos that will show how we can deploy applications from Visual Studio onto the device that go beyond just the included application that comes with the Raspberry Pi 2 image. Since this is the first time installing or running from a freshly installed image, you will notice that it's going to bring us through a optional setup screen. So it's going to take a little bit more time to boot on the first boot process than it will on subsequent. So you'll see there we get the message, "Welcome to Windows IoT Core." I'll just wait a few minutes while it gets things ready. As you can see, my mouse is already being detected on the device, so I can move around my mouse cursor. This is one of the things I thought was really cool. A lot of USB peripherals appear to work outside the box. Most of the keyboards I tried and all of the mice that I tried actually worked successfully on first attempt. So you'll see this is the welcome screen that asks us to choose our language. So I'm going to go ahead and select English, hit next. And this brings us to the information screen. So you'll see here's our board, and it will tell us some information about the IP address of the board once it's online. Also tell us what connected devices we have. So you'll see we've got a generic USB hub detected as well as USB receiver. It is giving us an IPv4 address here of 192.168.1.135. And within the screen, we can click onto tutorials that'll show us some things on how to get a light to blink, how to get connected to the internet and to your PC, getting started, and how to get started with coding. In addition, if you do need to come in here to change any configuration options, for example, to reset the language, and also there's an optional area to set up the Wi-Fi that's here. So this is really cool. I'll go ahead and set this back onto the info screen. And you'll notice if I was to launch the Windows IoT Watcher program again, so this is located in case it's not running, you can always find it in C program files, x86, Microsoft IoT, and you'll see it right here, the Windows IoT Core Watcher. And you'll see the MinWin PC at 192.168.1.135, which was the address that we just saw on the screen. So what we can do here is, within the tool, we can really easily grab the MAC address, grab the IP address for, you know, if we need to paste that into some sort of application. Interestingly enough, we can also do some interaction with connecting to the device remotely. So one of the cool things that was recently added, they did have PowerShell connection, and you can follow along with that in the guide under the Pi setup. So you'll see that step right here. This will show you how to get connected with PowerShell. I'm going to real quick show how we can remote into this with SSH. Believe it or not, the Windows 10 Core image supports SSH out the box. So we'll go ahead and hit downloads. And I've got PuTTY installed, so this is an SSH client. If you do need to install this, you can Bing or Google PuTTY, go find the download for it. And I'm going to type in that IP address, so 192.168.1.135. We'll go ahead and attempt to initiate that connection. I do want to note here in my WordPad that the username is going to be by default administrator with a capital A. And the password is going to be password with an at symbol and a zero. So P at SSW0RD looks like password. And you'll see it's asking me to add the host key. So I'm going to go ahead and select yes. And we'll log in as administrator and type the password. And we're logged in. You'll see we're in Windows System 32. I can do any popular shell commands like dir, list of directory, etc. One of the interesting things that you'll notice is there's a lot going on here, quite a bit of files on the file system. And you'll notice this is literally Windows. So we're in the System 32 directory. So you'll see all the available DLLs that are part of Windows IoT Core if you want to dive into that. Also, we can do things like netstat-an, and we can see what ports are open on this device by default. So it does seem that there's a open socket on port 21 that would indicate there is a FTP client running. So we could attempt to log into here with a popular FTP client, for example, FileZilla. And we'd use the same credentials. On port 21. In addition, you'll see that we have port 22 open, which would indicate to us the SSH port that we're currently connected on. And there's also a really interesting one here over at 8080 that would indicate that there may be a web server running on the device. So I'll go ahead and fire up Internet Explorer, and we'll go ahead and connect to the IP address and then qualify that with port 8080. And you'll see I'm being asked for a username. So I'm going to go ahead and type in administrator, and again the same password from before. And this will bring us into a web portal that allows us to interact with the Windows on Raspberry Pi 2 device. So you'll see here we can shut down, reboot, we can even send feedback back to the IoT team and get help. What I found really interesting here though is the app section. And we'll see this in a later video. You can actually deploy pre-compiled applications through this portal onto a device running the Windows IoT Core. We can also launch apps from here and set the default. And again, we're going to go into more detail on that in a later video. You'll see we have a process list. You can also monitor performance of the CPU and I/O operations. So for example, I could come in here and type tlist, get our live task list running. You might notice a little spike for me issuing that command in the prompt window. We've also got section for debugging, ETW, which I'm not sure exactly what that is, maybe error tracing I'm gonna just guess, and various other options that you'll see in the debugging. We get live process dumps. So this is just really awesome if you develop an application for this. You've got all the power to be able to go in there and understand what's happening. Performance tracing devices. So we can see, this is similar to your device manager, so you can see what is actually connected here, the Raspberry Pi 2 audio, the display driver, etc., and the available network. So we can see that I am currently connected to a Ethernet adapter, not a Wi-Fi. So this is really cool. You get all this stuff comes right out of the box. Now, this is just a quick introduction, how to get started and what sort of tools are available. Again, I'm going to follow up with some videos on how to get started with developing that should be really interesting for those of you who want to develop applications for the Raspberry Pi 2 running Windows Core. If you are familiar with the Windows on Devices page, you can go and click on Projects and take a look at some samples that have been created by other members of the community that take advantage of the Windows IoT Core. So a lot of different things here, robot kit, weather station. A real exciting thing though that we're looking forward to is what our developer community is going to be coming up with. So as you can see, there's a lot of power here with the built-in tools, the really quick, easy deployment of the image onto the Raspberry Pi 2, and all of this awesome tool set that sort of comes along with it. So until next time, stay tuned for more videos on Windows running on Raspberry Pi 2, and we're going to deep dive into some of the development, or getting started with at least, and show how that actually works from within Visual Studio, how to write code, use appropriate libraries, and interact with the GPIO pins, etc., on a device. So until next time, happy hacking!